All right. Well, I've been asked to share with you a little bit about what we're doing in South Africa. So this is our 2017 South Africa Ministry Review. And I just want to read a few verses from Acts chapter 14. Apostle Paul was sent out by the Lord from the church at Antioch, actually, in Acts chapter 13. And he formed his missionary team, and they went out and to an area that we now call Turkey. But it included such places as Antioch and Iconium. And after he, at the end of his first missionary journey, in Acts chapter 14, verses 24 through 27, we read this, that Paul and his missionary team passed through Pisidia, came into Pamphylia, and his missionary team at that point was composed of Barnabas, primarily. Previous to that, John Mark had been with them. And so they passed through Pisidia, came into Pamphylia, part of today's Turkey. And when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From there they sailed to Antioch, from which they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had accomplished. So they were sent out by people in Antioch, the church there, and they made their rounds, and they established churches all over Turkey at that particular point. And it says that when they came back to Antioch, they gathered the church together and began to report all things that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they spent a long time there with the disciples. So having been sent out by the church at Antioch, Paul returns to that church and tells them what the Lord had done with them and through them previous to that. And so what we want to do is follow the example of the Apostle Paul. Not that our ministry was anything compared to his ministry, but the Lord has given us the privilege of serving him in South Africa. And so we want to just bring you up to date for prayer and for thanksgiving. And that's what I want to do. I want to just bring a report to you folks to encourage you to pray for us in the ministry that we have there and to give God the glory for anything he's been pleased to do through us that honors him and serves his church. And what you're going to see this morning is just an overview of some of the main facets of our ministry, Wayne and Carol Mack's ministry, along with our son Joshua's ministry and our son-in-law and daughter, their ministry there. We kind of work together. We live in the same area. We happen to serve in reference to Linwood Baptist Church, and Joshua and Marta serve at Living Hope Church, about 20, 25 minutes from where we're located. But I'll give you a little bit of an overview of our ministry primarily, but anything that we do also includes what Say Brand and Beth are doing and what our son Joshua and our daughter-in-law Marta are doing there in that area of South Africa. Now, our ministry there includes the four things that you see on the screen, plus a lot of other things. In the upper-hand left corner there, you see the little signature there, which is SMTI, which is Strengthening Ministries Training Institute, or as one of the people who came to teach at one of our conferences, he said we ought to call it SMTI. Anyway, we call it SMTI. And then to the right of that, there's a little insignia that talks about our counseling center, Strengthening Counseling Center, and I'll tell more about that as we go along. Down in the left-hand corner is something about another aspect of our ministry. It's called Heartbeat Crisis Pregnancy Counseling Care Center. Tell you more about that later on. And then the main ministry, all of these ministries are connected with Linwood Baptist Church. Now, one of my primary ministries prior to going to South Africa, that is while we were here in the United States, we left at the end of 2005 to go to South Africa. We were 70 years of age at that point, wondering what the Lord wanted us to do with the rest of our lives. And we went there, and we've been there for 12 years now. And one of the things that we did while we were here in the United States was we wrote books and booklets. And by this time, we have 26 books that have been published. And going to South Africa, we continued that ministry of writing. And so in the last couple of years, we've had several books that have been published, which have required a lot of time to write and are being used here in the United States. And we call this aspect of our ministry Strengthening Communications. And in this ministry, we've written and published 26 books and numerous booklets. Three of the books that have been written and published in the last year are depicted on the following slides. One of them is a book called Anger and Stress Management, God's Way. It had been published many years before, but we revamped the whole thing and picked up a new publisher. P&R picked it up and began to publish it. So P&R, or Anger and Stress Management, is one of our books. And then two other books that were written and published just this past year, where one of them is Christian Life Issues, Volume 1, which is an exposition of an application of a small portion of John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. In my judgment, the best discipleship manual that has ever been written, except for the Bible, of course, is Pilgrim's Progress. Because you begin in chapter 1 with what it means to be converted, and you end up in chapter 17 going to heaven. And so you picture everything between conversion and getting to heaven in that book. So one of them is Volume 1 of Christian Life Issues, and another is Volume 2 of Christian Life Issues. And I've been, in one way, working on that particular book since 1990, because I taught it as a course at Masters University, and hoped that one day it would be published. Had many people who encouraged me to do that, and never had the time to do it. And then a couple of years ago, our friends Jack and Barbara Enner asked Gina Weinman, who at that point was not involved with a regular job, if she would help me with taking the material, editing a bit. And so she helped us do that as well. And praise God, we were able to get those two books with more than 800 pages of exposition and application of John Bunyan's classic Pilgrim's Progress. If you've never read the book before, or if you did read it before, I'd encourage you to get these two books that I've written, because they will explain and apply Pilgrim's Progress in a wonderful way. Now, since going to South Africa, have had the privilege of founding and directing a ministry that we call Strengthening Ministries Training Institute. This training institute was established in 2010 for the purpose of promoting excellence in biblical counseling or discipleship ministries in the local churches in South Africa. We train and equip pastors and other Christians in the theologically accurate and practical use of Scripture, in that this will help Christians to understand and solve the problems of people, and thus promote growth and usefulness for Christ in the church and the world. We now are ministering in South Africa primarily. We're down at the bottom of Africa. Africa is a huge country. You know, there are more countries in that section of the world than in almost any other section of the world. And we're way in the south, in South Africa. And along the left side of that particular slide is a list of some of the churches that we've had the privilege of training people, pastors and others, to go back to their churches and do more discipling and also counseling. Those little red flags that are in various parts indicate churches where their pastors have come all the way down to South Africa, and we've had the privilege of training them. We've also had some students that have come over from Germany, and they come, and we've sent some of them back, and one of them is now teaching biblical counseling in three places in Germany, in Berlin, in the Rhineland, and also in, two in Germany and one in Switzerland, in Zurich. They've opened a training base there. And the man who is doing the training is someone who went through our program in South Africa. We've also had two other men that have come over from Germany, and they spent a couple of years with us, actually, and now they're back in Europe, and they're serving the Lord in the churches there. This is a slide of some of our students, one of our classes there, and a great group of people from all over South Africa and also up into Zimbabwe and Malawi. We receive input from a variety of men who serve on the SMTI Steering Committee, and here is a picture of the men who serve with us there. They're all pastors or teachers in South Africa. Those are all from South Africa, and they're part of our steering committee. My son Josh is standing beside me. I see I'm the shortest man, almost the shortest man in the whole group there. But anyway, there we are. Now, we do a lot of teaching and mentoring of Christians from all over Southern Africa and beyond. Our teaching staff is mainly from South Africa, but also includes gifted and knowledgeable men who come from other countries to teach specific courses as adjunct teachers. I, as I mentioned, founded with the help of these other men the SMTI ministry there, and I was the director of that ministry and one of the primary teachers. And then our son-in-law, who was here and preached a few weeks ago, also joins with me in that particular ministry. And then our son, Josh, pastors the Living Hope Church about 25 minutes from where we are, and he also helps us with the teaching ministry there. Josh has his MDiv from the Master's Seminary. He also has his Master's in Biblical Counseling from Master's University and his doctorate from Southern Seminary in Louisville. And then Dr. Jim Neuheiser, who was a former pastor and director of Institute for Christian Counseling and Discipleship in San Diego. He's now the head of the counseling department at the Reformed Theological Seminary in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then another of our teachers is Dr. Ted Tripp. Ted was a young man who was part of the church that I pastored in Media, Pennsylvania, quite a few years ago. And at that point, I had the privilege of baptizing him and also of his wife. And Ted has gone on to be a mighty instrument of the Lord, who wrote a book which has been translated in many languages and used all over the world. Anyway, he comes he doesn't live with us in South Africa, but he comes over He'll be over in October of this coming year to do a conference with us. And then another of our adjunct teachers is Dr. Nicholas Allen. He went through the Master of Arts in Biblical Counseling program when I was at Master's College. He is an adjunct professor for us. He graduated from Southern Seminary with a doctorate, and he comes over to teach a course or so. And then Dr. George Scipione, he's another adjunct professor. He's the director of Biblical Counseling Institute of the Reformed Presbyterian Church, which is located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And George will come on an adjunct basis to do a course or two for us. Another of our adjunct professors is Dr. Edward Wilde, who teaches at the Master's University, and he's already been there to do a course which was called The Theology of Psychology. Many people are not aware of the fact that psychology has a theology. It's not a biblical theology, but it's a theology nonetheless. And Ed came and taught a course on the theology of psychology, and we'll do that in the future as well. And then another of our adjunct professors is Dr. Jennifer Chen. She was a psychologist, and then the Lord saved her, and the Lord also converted her to biblical counseling, and she now teaches women's counseling courses at the Master's University in Los Angeles, California. And then our daughter, Beth DeSwat, who has her master's degree in biblical counseling. She now supervises the provision of meals for our students. We feed them not only the word, but we feed them food, and my wife and her, both of them work very much in purchasing the food and getting the food ready for our students. Well, she teaches women's courses at SMTI as well. And then there's Pastor Glenn Dunn, who has agreed to come and do some teaching. He's a member of ACBC, which is the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. He's also the pastor of Cornerstone Bible Fellowship in Cleveland, Ohio, and he's a teacher of biblical counseling in the Cleveland area as well. And then Patrick Nema Babuni is one of our own men at Masters or at Linwood Baptist. Patrick went through all of our courses there, and he's finished all of his courses at the Master's University. After he went through our courses, he came over here and took the courses there. And Patrick is now helping in the teaching. He's the first black person from Africa who was accepted into membership of the ACBC. And so we're glad to have Patrick, and he's part of our church too, and in the near future will probably become an elder at Linwood Baptist Church. And then we're also assisted by Pastor Mike Brunk, who's a graduate of our program and is now finishing his studies at Faith Bible Seminary in Lafayette, Indiana. He happens to be the pastor of the Cathoris Bible Church just south of Johannesburg. And then there's Pastor Martin Beats. He's also a graduate of our program, and he's come over and finished at the Master's University, so he has a graduate degree there. And now he teaches at Cape Town Bible College. He's also pastor of an Evangelical Reformed Church in Hermanus, and he joins us in doing some teaching as well. Now, at SMTI, we teach the same courses that were and are part of the MABBC program at the Master's University in Santa Clarita, California. Now, when I was chairman of the Biblical Counseling Department at TMU and TMS, the Master's Seminary, I developed a broad curriculum of courses which have become the main courses we teach at SMTI, SMTI. Presently, we're seeking to get our SMTI training ministry accredited in South Africa so we don't have to send people over the United States to finish off their graduate degree, and we can actually offer them a fully accredited graduate degree in biblical counseling right there in South Africa, which is going to save a lot of money. It costs us about $17,000 per student if they come over here with the transportation. They accept our classes, but they need to come over and take a few classes over here, and so it costs about $17,000 to do that, and we want to get accredited. We've filled out the forms. The Lord has provided the money that we needed to pay the government, and now we wait for them to grant approval so we can actually grant graduate degrees there in South Africa. Now, one of our major ministries has been planning and then teaching biblical counseling classes to train people for ministry. We have week-long classes where they come from all over the southern Africa. We have them, as I said before, from Zimbabwe and Malawi and from Zambia, as well as from South Africa. And we have a week-long class where they sit in a class from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Monday through Saturday. And then they go home and they do a lot of homework and send in a lot of homework. We grade it, and they either pass or they don't pass. But we do that 8 times during the year, 8 week-long evening classes. And that's been going very well. We have a student body of over 50 now, and that's with pastors from these different countries. And now what happens is that they have to take a week off of their ministry, come to us, and with some that's difficult. And so we realize that some cannot take a whole week off 8 times a year to come. And so we're beginning to offer evening classes in our SMITI, an SMTI program. That'll start in January of 2018. So someone who lives somewhere in the Gauteng area, which would be Johannesburg and Pretoria and other cities, suburbs of those two biggest cities. The most populated area of South Africa is Gauteng, which is where we are. And Johannesburg is the biggest city with several million people, and Pretoria, where we are, has a couple million people as well. So in that area, we have 8-9 million people, and there are a number of churches, and we're attempting to help them to train their people. So we'll have these daytime classes plus the biblical counseling evening classes. And we have a counseling workshop also, where periodically we'll have students who are counseling people and they have issues in their counseling. They'd like help to know what to do. We have a counseling workshop where they will come and we will discuss their cases with them and provide help for them as they go back to minister to their people. If somebody would tell me when I'm running out of time so that I understand the choir has to do a little practicing and there's a church service to come. At any rate, what time am I supposed to be finished here? 10 o'clock. Oh, wow. Well, anyway, I'm going to run through these things. We're involved in a counseling center. Here are some pictures of the counseling center where people come for counseling. They have a library there with a lot of good books. We also have been involved in establishing and developing a branch of ACBC in Africa. Some of you know what ACBC is because you went to Jacksonville just recently for a big conference. Well, we have been granted the privilege of being a branch of ACBC in Africa. First time outside of the United States where anyone has been a branch of ACBC. And there we joined with them in training and certifying competent biblical counselors in local churches. We have a steering committee, and this is the steering committee. Almost all of those men are pastors. most of them from various parts of South Africa. And then there in the front row is Ernie Baker and Heath Lambert, who are from the United States. We planned and conducted several ACBC Africa conferences. Here in the United States, the ACBC conferences will have anywhere from 4,000 to 10,000 or more people coming for those conferences. We're doing a similar thing. We don't have that many people, but we have these conferences where we teach biblical counseling, and people come to those conferences, and we mentor and supervise them. One of the conferences we conducted in several places this past year was a conference on sex as God intended. There's so much ignorance about what the Bible teaches about sex. Some are not aware of the fact that the Bible teaches a lot about sex. And it doesn't just say don't do it. There are a lot of other things that are taught. And so we've had conferences in several places, one of them in Pretoria. And there I am teaching at one of them. Here are some of the people who are coming for that conference. And then we had a conference on the same subject down in Cape Town, which is the other end of the country. And then these are some of the people from Cape Town who were involved in that, and including us too. And then we had a conference down in the south South Africa, right on the Indian Ocean, a place called Port Elizabeth. So we were on the east with the one that we had there, on the west with one we had there, on the south with one that we had there. And these are some of the people who were involved in that program in Port Elizabeth. And then we had one in the middle of the country, in Bloemfontein. And this is a picture of some of the people who attended that particular conference. And then we had a similar conference just south of Johannesburg in a place called Katlehong, where we taught on sex as God intended from the Word of God. There's so much immorality in South Africa, and so many AIDS and many of those other kinds of diseases that are connected with that. We also conducted a major ACBC conference on the sufficiency scripture in Pretoria at Linwood Baptist Church. We called that conference Living and Active, Counseling and Sufficiency of Scripture. Dr. Heath Lambert, who is the executive director of ACBC International, came over and was one of the teachers. Ernie Baker was there and did some teaching as well. Ernie Baker is now a pastor of associate pastor of a 10,000 member church in Jacksonville, Florida. And Ernie came over and did some teaching for us there. And then just recently, we planned and conducted a couple of conferences on racism. Racism is a humongous problem in Africa. And in South Africa, you all have heard of apartheid and how the blacks were mistreated until 1994. We planned a conference on racism, what the Bible says about racism. We call it Racism When Color Divides. And here are some of the men who were involved in the leadership of that conference. Here's our son-in-law teaching at one of the breakout sessions, another breakout session. We had two men came from the United States to join us, both of them black men. Dr. Charles Ware is the president of the a Bible college, Crossroads Bible College, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Charles came and taught. There he is teaching. And then we also had a women's conference at which Dr. Ellen's wife taught, Dr. Vanessa Ellen. She taught the women, and this is a picture of the women who came. The room was jammed with women who came to hear what she had to say about racism. Dr. Charles Ware, that's a picture of him there. That's Dr. Ellen, who was one of my students at Masters University. who finished his degree and then actually went on to get a doctorate. And this is my son-in-law with Charles Ware, and that's my grandson there, Thomas Wayne. They adopted him a year or so ago. And so there's Dr. Ware, and there I am teaching. Here's a picture of the people at the conference. And at the end of every one of our major conferences, we arrange a trip for our USA speakers to go to Kruger National Park, which is the biggest animal park in the world. It's as big as the state of Rhode Island, and it's a fantastic place to go. We love to go there whenever we can, so we usually try to take them there, and they see a lot of elephants and monkeys and giraffes and the Cape buffaloes, and they don't call these zebras, they call them zebras, same animal, and a lot of other animals as well, hippopotami and so forth. Now, everything we've shown you so far relates to what has happened in our ministry in the past, but the question may be, what about the future? Lord willing, we will continue our regular teaching, counseling, leadership training, and writing ministries. And in addition to that, we're planning in the year 2018 to conduct two pre-conferences in August and one major annual conference in October. One of the conferences that we're going to have in August will be called Fathering God's Way. What does the Bible say about how to be a father, God's way? And so we'll be doing that. And then we also will have a conference called Mothering God's Way. What does the Bible say about what it means to be a mother, God's way? And then the major conference will come in October, and Dr. Ted Tripp from the U.S. will join several of us from South Africa to speak at the main conference, and his wife Margie will speak at a pre-conference for women, and the theme will be Your Family, God's Way. Now, that's an overview of our South African ministry. In the past, a little glimpse of future plans. In all of this, Providence Church has played a major role in what we're doing through your giving and praying and even through your sending a missions team. We thank you so much for your partnership in our ministry. You've been major supporters in several ways, and we want to urge you to continue to pray for us, and we hope you'll continue to support us in the same ways.